If you see mudaf ilayhi ending with two kasra, that's the end of it. There will be no further chain of mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Maybe naat will come, but not another mudaf ilayhi. Now what is the answer? Baituna. Are you with me? So what is baituna? Two words, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. So baitu is mubtada. Wa huwa mudaf, and na mudaf ilayhi. Now, what is, that is the end. Here, draw a line if you want to, please. What is it? Fishari. Fishari. Huh? It is in the street. Now comes our favorite, alladhi, ismu mausula. Okay? Ism mausula. Huh? Relative pronoun. And brother, just for your information, alladhi is a naat here for shari'i because it describes the street now. So alladhi can be defined as a naat. But you, just for your information, we are not going in that great detail. Alladhi amama mahkamati. Mahkamati is the courthouse. Mahkamati is the courthouse. So brother, what will you call amam al mahkamati? Zarf mudaf mudaf. Now what shall we do? I want to analyze this also. It is silatul mausul. What is it? Silatul mausul. Huh? How will you translate? Our house is in the street which is in front of the courthouse. So which in front of the courthouse goes to which. It is connected with which. So our khabar is fishari'i. Where is our khabar? Fishari'i. That is our khabar. Our house is in the street. Tell us more about your street. We describe the street. Alladhi amamal mahkamati. Are you with me? Brothers and sisters, as far as silatul mausul is concerned, if you do not understand 100%, don't worry. Abuna sadiku ammikum. Okay, brothers and sisters? Abuna, what is abuna? Our father. So what is abu? Muda, but it is mubtada, muda, mudafili. Where is the khabar? Sadiku. Now it is only one dhamma. So it means it is mudaf. And where is mudaf ilahi? Ammi. And ammi is also mudaf. And kum is mudaf ilahi. Got the idea? MashaAllah. How will you translate, Brother Abdul Samad?
Our father.
Your uncle. MashaAllah. Our father is a friend of your uncle. Sadiku is khabar, huwa mudaf, and then ammi mudaf ilayhi, wa huwa mudaf, and kum mudaf ilayhi. Fine. Antum mudarrisuna, this is very simple. Antum has come. Are you all teachers? What is the answer? La, nahnu atibba. We are doctors. Mubtada khabar. Antum abnaul mudiri, are you the children of the director? La, nahnu hafadatuhu, we are his grandchildren. Hafadatu is grandchildren. This is jama. Huh? This is plural. Okay, brother? The singular is hafidun. What is the singular? Hafidun. Fine, brother. Madarasatuna, madarasatuna, kabiratun. Are you with me? See, what is kabiratun? Khabar. Khabar. Madarasatuna, our school is big. So why kabiratun and not kabirun? Madarasatun is muannas. So it is mubtada, so khabar has to be muannas. ومدرستكم and your school is صغيرة. Got the idea? Inshallah. Now here is a nice sentence, Brother Farooq. Look at it carefully. Okay? Lana. What is Lana, brother? Jahar Majur. So what could it be? It has come in the beginning. It is khabar. Lana, two words, Jaharun wa Majurun. What is the meaning of Lana? Belongs to us. Or we have. Both translation will be correct. What do you have? What do you have? Hadikatun. What is your hadikatun? Mubtada. And now comes our Jamilatun. So what is Jamilatun? Naat. Sahih? Naat. Fine. And fi harfjar. Tilka ism majrur. And then al-qaryati. What is Brother Farooq al-qaryati here? It is badal, brother. You are right. But you took long time to answer. But alhamdulillah, you are right. It's badal. Village. So we have a beautiful garden in that village. In that village. Okay, brother? Akhuna. Okay, brother? Akhuna. How many words? Two words. So where is our mubtada? Akhu. Uho mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Akhuna. What is the news about our brother? That he is a student. Talibun. Now comes fi. Harfjar. Kulyati. Isam majur. Wahua mudaf. And then attibbi mudaf ilayhi. How will you translate now? There are no vowel signs, so you got to put it now. How will you translate, brothers and sisters? Our brother is a student in the faculty of medicine. Faculty of medicine. Very good, brother. Antum attibbau. Are you all doctors? What is the answer? Ba'duna. So what is ba'duna, brother? Mudaf mudaf ilayhi. So where is our mubtada? Ba'du. Very good. Ba'duna attibba'u. Some of us are doctors. So attibba'u is your khabar. Then waw came ataf. And again ba'duna, we make it as a new sentence. And we say ba'du is mubtada, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Muhandisuna is the khabar. Okay? This is a beautiful sentence, brother. Allahu Rabbuna. See, your mind will not say Rabbina. Allahu Rabbuna. Wa Rabbukum. Are you with me? Allahu Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Rabbu. Rabbu is your khabar. And then Na is your mudafilehi. And then Waw is Ataf. And then now, brother, what is Rabbukum? Rabbu is mudaf mudafilehi. But you see, now waw came. Ataf. Now we will say Rabbu ma'tufun ala, the first Rabbu. Are you with me? Ma'tufun ala, first Rabbu. Ma'tufun ala, first Rabbu. Okay? Brothers and sisters, here's a question. Aina zahabtum ya ikhwanu. What is the translation? Aina zahabtum ya ikhwanu. Where did you go? Where you went? Fine. What is the answer? Zahabna ila suki. What kind of a sentence is this? Jumla failia. We are looking for fi'l and fa'il. Where is the fi'l? Zahab. You will say zahab. And where is the fa'il? Nah, mashallah. See? Now it becomes easier, inshallah. And ila suki, char majur. Number three, you have to add the damair as it is in the example. Baitun, baitukum, baituna. Now we have done a lot. Are you with me? So this should not be difficult. I will only do one here, brother. Abu and Ahu. How will you say? Abukum and Abuna. But how will you write Abu? With a vowel. Huh? That is what is important. Huh? That you will write down with a vowel. Abu Kum. And then Abu Na. This is extremely important. And then same thing will be Ahu Kum and Ahuna. So I'm leaving this because we did so much of this when the pronoun joins a noun, the result is mudaf mudafili. We have done it. Huh? And not only we have done, but you have become expert now, inshallah. You know, we were doing mudaf mudafili. Okay? So, kitabu Muhammadin, baitu Muhammadin, kalamu Muhammadin. Now, if I say his house or house of his, his pain. How do I say, brother? I say, baituhu, kalamuhu. Are you with me? So what is happening now? That when the damir joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Are you with me, brother? Same way, min Muhammadin. Are you with me? Min Muhammadin, okay, from Muhammad. But we can change Muhammad into pronoun. And what we say? Minhu. Are you with me? What is Minhu? Jarun or Majrur. And you can use 14 pronouns in this way. Are you with me, brother? The same way we have Enda. Enda al-Mudiri with the headmaster. But I can change al-mudir into who. What will I say? Indahu. What is indahu? Zarf and mudafili. So here is the rule, brothers and sisters. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf mudafili. And when the pronoun joins a preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. And when the pronoun joins zarf, what do we get? Zarf and mudafile. So here's a little song, brothers and sisters. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudafilehi. What did I say? When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudafilehi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, what do we get? We get zarf and mudafilehi. Did you get it? Inshallah. One more time. When the pronoun joins a noun, we get mudaf, mudafilehi. When the pronoun joins preposition, we get jarun wa majrurun. When the pronoun joins a zarf, we get zarf and mudafilehi. Inshallah, you'll remember. Huh? And then I say baituhu. In other words, you can take a pronoun and join with any noun. And what will you get? Mudaf, mudafilehi. And you can do all those 14s with, you know, in it. Okay? Ready? Baituhu, baituhuma, baituhum. What did I say? Baituhu, baituhuma, baituhum. Baituha, baituhuma, baituhunna.
بيتك بيتكما بيتكم بيتك بيتكما بيتكن بيتي بيتنا.
Now you can do with anything you want. Okay, brother and sister?
كلمه كلمهما كلمهم كلمها كلمهما كلمهن كلمك كلمكما كلمكم كلمك كلمكما كلمكن كلمي كلمنا ربه ربهما ربهم.
What did I say?
ربه ربهما ربهم ربها ربهما ربهن ربك ربكما ربكم ربك ربكما ربكن ربي ربنا.
الحمد لله. If the pronoun, if the pronoun joins the preposition, then we get jarur majrur. Are you with me, brother and sister? So let's do a couple of them, you know.
Minhu, minhuma, minhum. Minha, minhuma, minhunna. Minka, minkuma, minkum. Minki, minkuma, minkunna. Minni, minna. Ilayhi, ilayhima, ilayhim. Ilayha, ilayhima, ilayhinna. Ilayka, ilaykuma, ilaykum. Ilayki, ilaykuma, ilaykunna. Ilayya, ilayna. Alayhi, alayhima, alayhim. Alayha, alayhima, alayhinna. Alayka, alaykuma, alaykum. Alayki, alaykuma, alaykunna.
Then, brothers and sisters, alayya,
alayna.
And we should not forget, brother, li harf jar. And then we put damir, who. Instead of lihu, we say lahu. Ready?
Lahu, lahuma, lahum. Laha, lahuma, lahunna. Laka, lakuma, lakum. Laki, lakuma, lakunna. Li, lana.
Now, brothers and sisters, last time, zarf. When the pronoun joins the zarf, what do we get? Zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Remember, zarf and mudaf ilayhi. Ready?
Indahu, indahuma, indahum. Indaha, indahuma, indahunna. Indaka, indakuma, indakum. Indaki, indakuma, indakunna. Indi, indana. Ma'ahu, ma'ahuma, ma'ahum. Ma'aha, ma'ahuma, ma'ahunna. Ma'aka, ma'akuma, ma'akum. Ma'aki, ma'akuma, ma'akunna. Ma'i, ma'ana.
Alhamdulillah. Inshallah, this will keep the concept alive in your mind, inshallah. Okay. Now, here, brothers and sisters, ikra. This is to be read. But I request you to write also. Ayyu yawmin. Ayyu yawmin. Remember, ayyu will come as a mudaf. Now, if I say put fi in front of it. Fi ig. It will become fi ig. Here it is, ayu yawmin haza. Which day is? Which day it is? Huh? Which is this day? Which is this day? What is the answer? Hada Yomu Sapti. This is Saturday. So where is our Muftada? Haza. And where is our Khabar? Yomu. Khabar is Marfu. Wahua Mudaf. And then Mudaf Ilehi. Sahih, brothers and sisters? Very good. Ayyu Shahrin Haza. Which is this month? Are you with me? Ayyu Shahrin. Which is this month? Okay. What is the answer? Hada Shahru Rajabin. Rajabin. Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Okay. So again, same. Hada Mubtada. And Shahru is your khabar. Ayyu Kulliyatin Hadihi. How will you translate? Which is this faculty? Ayyu Kulliyatin. See, now we are getting a practice of how the Ayyu comes. Ayyu kulliyatin hadihi. Hadihi kulliyatut tijarati. Hadihi kulliyatut tijarati. Kulliyatut tijarati. Hadihi is mubtada. Where is our khabar? Kulliyatu. Marfu. Wa huwa mudaf. And then mudaf ilayhi. Now comes fi. Fi ayyi madrasatin anta. How will you translate? Are you? Well, you got the answer. What is your answer? Ana fi madrasatil mutawassitati. Okay, brother, what is ana? Where is our khabar? Jar majur. Fil madrasati. Okay, then what is al mutawassitati? Nat. You got the idea? Nat. I am in the middle school. Min ayyi baladin anti ya ukhtu. Min ayyi. So min is harf jar. Where is ism majrur? Ayyi. Wa huwa mudaf. And then baladin is mudaf ilayhi. So will you please remember ayyu will always come as a mudaf. Ayyu will always come as a mudaf. Okay. Ana min al yunani. What is Yunan? Greece. Greece. I'm from Greece. Min al Yunani, jar majrur. Okay, brother. Ikra waktu.
Baladin is country or city?
Country. A country. Country, you can say. Country. So. Ikra waktu. Now, brother, these are all diptotes. What are they?
Diptotes.
And they are all foreign names. All foreign names. Alamun, these are names. Ajamiyun, foreign names. Ajamiyun, foreign names. Okay? And foreign names in Arabic language are diptote. Okay? So you will see Williamu, Eduardu, Londonu, Barisu, Pakistanu, Istanbulu. Now you see, Ibrahimu is our prophet, but it is not an Arabic name. Ibrahim is not an Arabic name. Okay. And then Ismailu is our also prophet, but Ismail is not an Arabic name. It's not Arabic name. Ishaqu, Yaqubu, Ayyubu, Sulaimanu, Daudu, Yunusu. These are all the names from the history of our deen, but outside of Arabia. They were all born outside of Arabia. So these names are non-Arabic. Are you with me? Idrisu, Jibrailu, Mikailu, Fir'aunu. All are, what are they, brothers and sisters? Diptote. Now, brother, اقرا المثال ثم حول جمل الآتية مثله. Read the example and then change them according to the example given. This is all, what shall I call them, brothers and sisters? Halva Puri. They are very easy, because we have been practicing verbs, so it should not be difficult. Anta zahabta ilal madrasati. What will you say? Antum zahabtum ilal madrasati. So brother, anta kharashta minal fasli. What will you say? Antum kharashtum minal fasli. So you know it already. Anta jalasta fil fasli. You know how to do it, and we know it, brother. Aina zahabta ya akhi. Aina zahabtum. Aina zahabta? Aina zahabtum ya ikhwani. Oh my brother. Limaza kharashta min al fasli ya waladu. Now you are asking ya awladu. So what will you say? Limaza kharashtum. Limaza kharashtum min al fasli ya awladu. Is it clear? Okay, brother. You got to do it, write it. Al kalimatul jadidatu. Al hafidu. What is the meaning of al hafidu? Ibnul ibni, son of the son. Aw ibnul binti, son of the daughter. Jama hafadatun. What is the jama? Hafadatun. Al-kulliyatu. What is al-kulliyatu? Brothers and sisters? Faculty. What is jamma? Kulliyatu. Jamma muannas salim. Then we have kulliyatu tibbi. Faculty of medicine. Kulliyatu shariati. Faculty of sharia. Kulliyatu handasati. Faculty of engineering. Kulliyatu tijarati. Faculty of commerce. Al-dusturu. It has to be dusturu. And then brother, al-akhu. Wal-ikhwatun wa ikhwanun. Both are correct. I mean, both are the jamas. Ikhwatun wa ikhwanun. There are two plurals for al-akhu. Okay. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban, welcome. Al Yunanu, Greece. Nasraniyun, singular. What is the plural? Nasara. Inshallah you remember? Very good, brother. Now this is a very interesting lesson. Inshallah we'll try to finish it. And then the next lesson is a new concept. We'll handle it tomorrow. Okay. Ad-darsul khamisa ashara. Lesson number 15. Al-fatayatu. What is the meaning of al-fatayatu?
Young ladies.
Ladies. What is the singular? Fatatun. Fatatun, you got to get used to it now, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Zainab, wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Man antunna. Before in the lesson we said man antum, now we say man antunna. Ya akhawatu, who are you, O sisters? Ihdahunna. Brother, what is ihdahunna? One of them. So what kind of a combination is this? Mudaf mudafili. It is mudaf mudafili. Actually, ihda is written like this, brothers. How is it written? Ihda. But if you put hunna here, then this changes into, it changes into Ihda. hunna. These are small spelling rules. You'll keep it in mind. Originally it is written the way I wrote it on top, ehda. But then if you add plus hunna, then it changes into this way. Nahnu banatu shaykhi Abbasin. Now here comes our interesting situation. Nahnu, Sister Arifa, what is Nahnu? Mubtada. Where is the khabar? Banatu. Wahua mudaf. And what is mudaf ilahi? Shaykhi. Banatu shaykhi. Fine. I got it. What is this Abbasin doing here? It is badal. Brother Farooq, do you see Abbasin? Where will you put Abbasin now? See, Ash-Shaykhi, Abbasin. So, Abbasin is your badal for Shaykhi. And if you remove Shaykh, what will you say? Nahnu banatu Abbasin. It will make sense. Sahih? Nahnu banatu Shaykhi. We are the daughters of the Shaykh. And then we say Abbasin, so which is actually a badal for Shaykh. Inshallah you will understand this. This is a Salman. Does it make sense? Inshallah. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban. Ummu kunna. How many words? Two. Mudaf, mudafili. Ummu kunna ustazati. Ustazati. How many words are there? To mudaf mudafili. So in this situation, where is mubtada? Ummu. Wahuwa mudaf. And then mudafilihi. And where is your khabar? Ustaza tu. Ustaza tu. My. Kaifa haluha. How is she? What is the answer? Hiya bi khairin. She is well. Walhamdulillah. Hiya mubtada. Bi khairin, jar majur, shubu jumla khabar. Very good, brother. Aina hiya laana. Where is she now? Hiya laana fir riyad. How will you translate? She's now in Riyadh. Fine. Now is a very interesting question. Mata zahabat. Mata. What is the meaning of mata?
When.
Mata zahabat. When did she go? See, now inshallah you will be able to understand and translate, without difficulty. But this book is so, the way it is arranged, it's very beautiful. And you will understand every sentence in it, inshallah. And with the exercises that we are doing out of the book, will help you to understand with ease, inshallah. Mata zahabat. What is the answer? What is the first word? Zahabat, because we are still talking about her. So you'll say Zahabat Kabla Usbu'ain. What is Kabla? Zarf. And what is Usbu'ain? Mudafilahi. Okay? So brothers and sisters, Kabla means ago, before. So how will you translate this? Zahabat, she went a week ago. A week before. A week ago. Fine, brothers and sisters? So zahabat, analyze this, zahabat, where is the fi'al? Zahaba, and then ta'utanisi, where is the fa'il? Mustatir, in this case it is mustatir, mashallah, very good. Man zahaba ma'aha, what is the translation of it? Who went with her? Of course, in Saudi Arabia you cannot travel alone, okay, in Canada you can. But not in Saudi Arabia. So, man zahaba maaha. Who went with her? Now, it is a very interesting sentence and I want you to analyze it, brother. What will you say? Zahaba maaha akhuna Ibrahim. Brothers and sisters? Zahaba maaha. What is maaha? Zarf and mudafilahi. With her. Okay, and here comes akhuna. How many words?
Two.
Mudaf, mudaf ilayh. Do you see ahu marfu? Do you see ahu marfu? Huh? It is marfu. Do you see brother? Brother Saeed, do you see ahu marfu? It is marfu. Huh? Fine. It is marfu. And do you see Ibrahim marfu? Okay, fine. Now, as we know our rules, that files are always marfu. Huh? And if you see a sentence, try to see if there is a noun which is marfu, maybe it is your file. So zahaba is your verb. Where is your file? Is it mustatir? Or is it in the sentence? Akhuna. Akhu is your file. Not akhuna, but akhu is your file. Wa huwa mudaf. And na mudafili. Sister Hafsa, I said, the files are always marfu. It will end with dhamma. Okay? And when you see a verb in the past tense, in the third person, only in the third person I'm talking about, he and she. Only in these two, he and she. Remember, there is a possibility the file is in the sentence. If it is not in the sentence, then it is mustatir, hidden. But in this particular case, when we go through the sentence, I see akhuna. And akhu is marfu. Why it is marfu? Because it is the file. File is always marfu. Sahih, Sister Arifa. So here, akhuna will be your file. You got the point, Brother Hassan? You got to think it about it. Akhu is your file. Okay, remove ma'ha for the time being. What will you say? Zahaba akhuna. So akhuna then immediately came close to the fi'l and we see it is marfu, it is fine. Sahih? Fine. Okay. Sister Arifa, what is this Ibrahimu doing here? It is badal. See, now your mind can tell you, huh? Badal for what? Ahu. Sister Aisha, do you feel it? Sister Maimuna? Akhuna Ibrahimu. Our brother Ibrahim. Remove Akhuna. What will you say? Zahaba maha Ibrahimu. Then Ibrahimu will become your file. And if you say Zahaba maha maha Akhuna, Zahaba maha Akhuna, then Akhu is your file. But you bring Ibrahim, then that is a badal, and it is badal for Akhu. Got the idea? Very interesting sentence, huh? Inshallah. Sister Salma, did you feel it? Alhamdulillah. Kaifa halukunna? How are you all? What is the answer? Nahnu bi khair, walhamdulillah. Now comes our ayy. Fi ayyi madrasatin antunna? How will you translate? In which school you are? So, brother, fi, harjar, ayyi, ism majrur, and remember, ayyi is always mudaf. So, it is mudaf, and then a madrasatin with two kasras, tanween, that is the mudaf ilayhi. Fine. Nahnu fil madrasatil mutawassitati. Nahnu fil madrasatil mutawassitati. So, nahnu is your Mubtada, and where is your khabar? Fil madrasati. And what is this? Al mutawassitati. Naat. It's naat. Another nice sentence. Madakhtibaru kunna. Ikhtibar is examination. Ikhtibaru kunna. Two words. What are they? Mudaf, mudaf ilayhi. Madakhtibaru kunna. When are your examinations? What is the answer? Ikhtibaruna. Our exam show. How many words? Two. Where is Mubtada? Ikhtibaru. Wa huwa mudaf. And na mudaf ilayhi. Ikhtibaruna. Okay. Our examination is Baada. After. So again, Baada is Zarf. So we have to have a mudaf ilayhi. So where is the mudaf ilayhi? Shahrin. Where is the khabar now? Baada. Shibu jumla. Well, you say, what will you say? اختبار مبتدا وهو مضاف نا مضاف إليه بعد ظرف شبه جملة خبر. As soon as you get شر, as soon as you get ظرف, brothers and sisters, شبه جملة خبر. If it is جملة اسمية and if there is no other خبر there, you know, we have to watch and decide. In this case, بعد is your ظرف شبه جملة خبر. أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم؟ اليوم. It is also ظرف. اليوم. Did you go to school today? What is the answer? نعم. ذهبنا ورجعنا. We went and we returned. Are you with me? So, what kind of a sentence is ذهبنا? Where is the fi'l? ذهب. Where is the fi'l? نا. And then Rajana, and we return. Okay? Raja is the fi'l, na is the fi'l. Are you with me? Inshallah. Okay? Little bit more and then we take a break, brother and sister. Now all these answers to the questions will come from the Dars. Man antunna. How will you answer? The answer will be نَحْنُ بَنَاتُ الشَّيْخِ أَبَّاسٍ. Very good. أَيْنَ أُمُّكُنَّ. How will you answer? Here for Riyadh. Huh? Or you can say ذَهَبَتْ إِلَى رِيَادٍ. Huh? If you say ذَهَبَتْ, then it will be إِلَى رِيَادٍ. She went to Riyadh. Okay. أَيْنَ بَيْتُكُنَّ. Baituna, Karibun, whatever you want to say, Minal Masjidi, Minal Madrasati, Minal Matari, Minal Suki, whatever you want to say. Okay? Aina hu kunna, huwa fi Riyadh. Sahi? Huwa fi Riyadh. Aina madrasatu kunna. Now, madrasa tu kunna. Now, will you say, how will be your answer? Madrasa tu na. Madrasa tu na. Aina madrasa tu kunna. Madrasa tu na. Okay, and then, if it is near, you will say, karibatun. Why karibatun? Because it is muannas there. Huh? And whatever you want to say, okay. أذهبتن إلى المدرسة اليوم. Did you go to the school today? What will be your answer? نعم. ذهبنا ورجعنا, if you want to say. Okay, fine. But now, because we made practice with pronouns and some verbs, this is not even half jalebi. This is a quarter jalebi. This is very, very simple. أنتم طلابٌ. What is the, how will you answer? أنتن طالباتٌ. خلاص بدر. أنتم مدرسون. How will you make the question with female? أنتن مدرساتٌ. Are you with me? Sister Nasri? We have to use أنتن and then مدرسون will become مدرساتٌ. Inshallah. And then, أَأَنْتُمْ أَتِّبَّاءُ. What will be the answer? أَأَنْتُنَّ طَبِيبَاتٌ. So we are getting a practice of our plurals also. أَأَنْتُمْ إِخْوَةُ حَامِدٍ. So what will you say? أَأَنْتُنَّ أَخَوَاتُ حَامِدٍ. Got the idea? Sister Naima, is it making sense? Ikhwatu will become akhawatu. Because we are asking antunna. We are asking feminine. Sahi? Here is the question. Antum ikhwatu hamidin? How will you translate? Are you the brothers of Hamid? Are you all brothers of Amit? Now we are asking the same question to ladies, so we cannot say to the ladies, are you the brothers of Amit? Then they will become, are you the sisters of Amit? Are you with me? So what will you say? أَأَنْتُنَّ أَخَوَاتُ حَامِدٍ. Got the idea? Very good. أَأَنْتُمْ مُسْلِمُونَ. How will you change that? أَأَنْتُنَّ مُسْلِمَاتٌ. Simple. I told you it's half jalebi, it's quarter jalebi. Now it comes, أَأَنْتُمْ أَمَامُ مَحْمُودٍ. What will you say? أَأَنْتُنَّ أَمَّاتُ مَحْمُودٍ. أَأَنْتُنَّ أَمَّاتُ. Plural. Okay. أَأَنْتُمْ أَبْنَاءُ الْمُدِيرِ. أَأَنْتُنَّ بَنَاتُ الْمُدِيرِ. Got the idea? Alhamdulillah. أَأَنْتُمْ أَبَاءُ الطُّلَّابِ. أَأَنْتُنَّ أُمَّهَاتُ الطُّلَّابِ. أُمَّهَاتُ الطُّلَّابِ. So this gives you a lot of practice for plural also. And it makes you understand the use of أَنْتُمْ and أَنْتُنَّ. And we are pretty good at it, inshallah. Okay, brothers and sisters? I think, inshallah, we'll take a tea break. Brothers and sisters, we are back after our break. I have written the beginning of Surat Al-Fatiha, and we will try to analyze it from the knowledge that we have gained so far. The only thing that is may confuse you is that, you know, we know that the noun declines in three cases. Sahih, it is marfu, it's mansub, and majrur. We have done it dun, dan, din. Okay? Now the question is, what happens when it is jama mudhakkar salim and jama muannas salim? How do they decline? We haven't learned that. And Dr. Abdurrahim does not teach us in the first book. But on our own, we are going to learn. And I'll show you today, brothers and sisters. It's very easy. Mudarisun. Muslimun. So if I say to you, Mudarisun, are you with me, brothers and sisters? What will be the jama? Mudarisun. We added waw noon. And you know, I explained to you why we call it jama muzakkar salim. Why do we call it sound plural? Mudarri. We call it sound because this remains intact here. It did not got, we did not delete anything, we did not add anything, it just remained as it is. So what will be Muslimun? Muslimuna.